Kumlera block gemara. We're up to the Mishnah of Ayvavam and Aleph, and it's very late. Kol ha-menachah, we continue to learn how the mincha was done. Kol ha-menachah, all the menachahs, tu'unas require shalosh meges shifa, 300 rubs. When they were kernels and wheat, you rub them 300 times between your hands, and then the chomesh meges be'ita, and then you hit them with your fist 500 times. Shifa ubi'ita bechitin. You rub it and you beat it while it still stalks. And this idea is it breaks off the husk. But Rabbi Yossi, no, you don't do all this until you're ready while you're kneading it in dough, and that's when you bang it away, like when you make chalas.
So that means that if Yochid wants to bring the menachos, he brings his own flour, so he has to designate the stalks.
Exactly. Kol ha-menachas boys eser eser, every mincha you bring how many chalas? You bring 10 chalas of each. Chutz melechem aponi, where the pasuk clearly says you bring 12, and chavisei kohen gadol, which we're going to learn gzeira shavah from lechem aponi, shem boy shem eser, you also bring in 12. Either whether it's a chalas or whether it's a thin wafer, is 12. Divrei Rabbi Huda. Kulam boy shem eser. Everything is brought 12 chalas. Chutz mechalas teida. Except the chalas teida, we know is only 4, or divided in 10 is 40. And the zidis, which also shehem boy in eser eser. And the zidis, they come in lots of 10. Says the Gemara, Tani, we learn, shof, achas, every time you for every shifa you do, by each time you do 2 beaters, then shof time, then afterward, this is the seder. You rub it once, and then you beat it twice, and then you rub it twice, by each shalosh, and you beat it 3 times. So if you do this 100 times, you have 300 shifas and 500 beaters. And that's the cheshbon.
They don't need exercising. You know?
Exactly. When you make challah, you ever see the way they pound away the challah? That's what it is. Boy, Rabbi,
saying is wheat, this is not dough.
Sorry?
So pounding, you're saying pounding is
that's
dough.
That's the machleik is between Rabbi Meir and between Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. Boy, Rabbi Meir, of course, Rabbi Meir had to ask a question. When you make this cheshbon of whatever it is amtuye vasuye chad, you know, when you go out, when you say rubbing, going out, and then you bring it back in, is that considered one? Or dilma amtuye vasuye chad, it's considered two. Mai, teiku, remain with the question. Shifo bita bechitin, Rabbi Yosef, botzik the dough. Yibayi lebotzik bechitin. Is he saying only the dough in the stage of dough, but not while it's wheat? I did my abba botzik on both stages. Toshma coming in. It says the Braisa Tani learned shifo bita bechitin. The Tanakhama is only wheat. Rabbi Yosef, but you bita bebotzik only dough. They're arguing. Kol ha-menachas boyish tei mes 12 lechem haponim lechem haponim behedik sibe. It says 12 clearly posik 12. With the kachta sailors, the shnei meisach chalas. Fine. Chavise kohen gadol, the chavise kohen gadol. Ask you like they shove from the word chukah. It says over here that it says chok oilam, and it says by chavise kohen gadol also chok oilam. So therefore, we know melechem haponim. Kol hamenocha. So that's how we know 12 for each. So you're learning lechem haponim from chavite from lechem haponim. But kol hamenocha, the boys esed and all hamenocha is 10. How do you know? Goma, we learn out from Lachmei Teide. All other menachas that the how many loaves of bread or matzahs is 10, we learn out from Lachmei Teide. Yeah, it's actually very cold, yeah. Lachmei Teide. We learn out from Lachmei Teide. That's 10. Malahalan, as a 10. Avkan, as a 10. Freddy Gemara, why did you decide to learn from Lachmei Teide 10? V'leilim lechem aponim. Why doesn't also he learn out, right? May learn out from lechem aponim as well. Malahalon shtei mesi, I've counted the mesi. Oh, there's 12 here, 12 as well. Mestabdim lachmei teide. Maybe he wants to learn lachmei teide. Sheken yachid, because all other menachas are like a lachmei teide. They're brought by an individual versus versus lechem aponim, which is tibur. Hamisnadev, and you donated shemen. You have oil mixed into it. And Nifsel, they both become possible if it stays overnight. And Shalei B'Shabbat, because Teide is an individual carbon, does not push away Shabbat. So to all the Menachos, Shalei B'Tumah, because individual carbon doesn't push away. If you're Tamei, Lechem Haponim is a communal carbon. So therefore, it's not voluntary, and you don't use oil, and it does not become possible by Lina. In fact, Lechem Haponim is there for a whole week. So it doesn't become possible by Lina. And it pushes away Shabbat. So that's why you don't learn from lechem aponim. Adirabe melechem aponim.
Why don't you also make the chiluk that the menachas, the koymitz goes onto the mizbeach lechem aponim, has no koymitz going on the mizbeach?
Okay, true. I know. Then you can argue the levoina that goes on the mizbeach.
This is what I tried to argue.
Yeah, I know. So maybe here. That was yesterday's gemara. Let me tell you what is different. Adirabe melechem haponim havel meila from lechem aponim shalana shekain hegdish that say menachas say lechem is kodesh kadoshi versus lechem lachmei tayda is only kachim kalim ulevayne the menachas requires levayne so does lechem aponim and matzah they all are allowed to be chametz by the tayda there's four different kinds of challahs and one of them was chametz mashenki by a mincha by the lechem aponim, they're all matzah and the etzah. They come on their own. They don't come. They're not ancillary to anything else. And Mashenki lechem, Gemara says, lach mitayda. The bread that comes in lach mitayda comes together with the carbon. So maybe that's different. But nevertheless, hanach nefishin. There are more similarities to chavisin and to lechem aponim. Says the Gemara, but if you learn that once you learn something, they shabbos. So chavisim learns from lechem aponim that what? That you need 12. Now you can learn the binav according to those who hold you could. Nay, the chavisim going to go, okay, you cannot learn a mincha from lechem aponim, as I explained, that's for all the reasons. Let's learn from chavisim kohen gadol. And have 12. Yeah, even though Chavisa goes and say that it's only Gzei Shavah, but if you look at Gzei Shavah, then it'll be Yanav. Mala halosh te mesek, and say, Mistab, it makes sense, Malach HaTayda Olam Meir, there's again head yet, it's better to live Malach HaTayda versus Chavisa and Godel, because an ordinary person, she's not, if it's a donation, Chatzoyin, there's no such thing as halves. But saying Chavisa, you divide it in half. And the pigle, only something that has a matter is the pigle. But saying chavis and there's no pigle because it is its own matter. Shalai b'shalai to an island and pushes away Shabbos a tumah lechem teida, and the menucha doesn't push away Shabbos a tumah. Adiram chavis can go to the meilum shekaini sodan. The measure amount is exactly the same amount. Chavisin and all other menachas come only from Asara and Mashenkin Lachme Toida. You have a number of Israelim, as we'll see in Mishnah later on. And Keli, Chavisin menachas require a Keli. Mashenkin, the Lechem Toida require a Keli. And Hegdish, Chavisin menachas are Kodesh Kodoshim, Mashenkin Toida. Ulevaina, they both have a Levaina, Mashenkin Lachme Toida. Matzah, they both Matzah, Mashenkin Lachme Toida. Ve'etzim, they come in their own, Mashenkin Lachme Toida, come to the carbon. Hagosha, they both have to be brought to Mizbech, Mashenkin Lachme Toida. Ve'ishim, they go on the Mizbech, they burn part of it on Mizbech, Mashenkin Lachme Toida. The Hani Lefishin is actually more. The more similarity is the Chavisei Kohen Gadol then to Toida. But the Gemara includes Hedyit, Mehedyit, Odevle. Menachas is on Hedyit, and Toida is a Hedyit. Mashenkin Chavisin was belongs to the Kohen Gadol. Different.
So what's the Hana minute to say that the Chavisin Kohen Gadol should be a Binyan Av?
No, we're saying, because we just gave, we just said, you, because always the Gemara has, we can make comparisons, and we say, you always say, hey, but it has more things in common here than here. Here, we have more things in common with Chavisin Gadol than Lach Meteide.
I understand, but the point is, but they're starting to ask the question, learn it with Binyan Av. Right?
Yeah. After, if you hold like that shit to that said, not everyone agrees.
No, I'm saying, but generally, when you say something is a binyan av, isn't that because that's something that is a principle, as it were, that you can do?
Yeah, it's both kabbonis, they're both kachim. In fact, they're both hegdish, kodesh kadoshim, that's a very strong common thing. In one of the gisses in Ashi, it's not binyan av, but memetzini, which is not exactly. Binyan av is like much closer than a memetzini. Memetzini, just like find here. Binyan av is like very similar. Maybe that's why. Rameh says, "Kul and boyish they messy." Rameh says they're all 12. Mike, what does he hold? He has different ways of learning. Either because he learns all menachas from Chavisei Kohen Gadol, or he learns all menachas from lechem aponim. Maybe like your question here, he taka learns you learn Chavisei Kohen Gadol 12. Yalad Chavisei Kohen Gadol the Hanan efficient more. Or Yisvidel if he holds a dover halavim yigzei shavah enu chayzlam binyanav yalad lechem aponim. Aye lechem aponim. Oh. Hegdish mehegdish adivle baruch rei fichaylim. Hegdish mehegdish adivle. Even brought a gemara for you. Hegdish mehegdish adivle. Hegdish is better. Chut melach metayde benazidus shein boy said 10:10. Lach metayde behedik sibu it says mefedish nazidus. What do you know about nazidus? Is 10. The amma. No, ma, we learn shlomov. It says in Pasik that you should bring al zevach toida shlomov. What is shlomov? Is a funny. It's coming to add something. Le rabbi shalmi nazir. Shalmi nazir is very similar halacha. But Rav Kisa Amar Shmuel lachme comes along Shmuel and says lachme toida. The bread of a toida. Sha'ofen arba chalas. The bread of a toida. You're supposed to make 40, right? From each yisod, you're supposed to make 40. But what he did was, from each he made four. He made four. He made a total of four. He made one from each. There's four different kinds, right? There's four. There's one that's chametz, and then you have the three kinds. The other three kinds you make there. And machesh is machmas. He made instead of making 10 of each kind, he made one of each kind. But the evid, it's all right. I toidish often arba chalos yotze, four lines at the bottom. I v'habeinon, we need arboim limitzah. It's only ideal. V'habeoye frushi truma, and I, we know that you have to give truma, and we know from the pasuk that's 1/10. A whole challah, v'chitema, the mafri, what's a big deal? So he breaks a 10th of piece of challah off. Echad rachmana, it says in the pasuk clearly, you should give echad mikol karba truma l'Hashem, one whole one. Shalom yitl prize, you shouldn't take pieces. Afrishinu belisha, he takes the challah out while it's still dough. And therefore, and after he took the challah out, he baked the rest of it as one big challah. Mace, I'll ask you a question. So you say, but the Evid 4 is all right. Kol ha-menacha shiriba, b'midit chalos, and any mincha. That he increased, let's see, he's supposed to make 10 challahs, and he made 11 or 9. Shemir, b'midit chalos, and k'shayde, chut melechem ha-panichem, yikun lachem ha-taida. But it says clearly, a chutz, that lachem ha-taida, you cannot change the number. You must say, you're right, it's a machlekes, and who the amma ke hai tan, he was like the other tan. The tan we learned, kol menacha shiriba b'midit chalos, and shemim b'midit chalos, and all the menacha, if you add or you increase, decrease, kshede is chutz melechem apanich, with your kain gadol, except melechem apanich, with your kain gadol, v'yish ha'imrim. But others say, af lach metayin zidus, we see clearly two tanaim. One tan holds lach metayin, we don't care if you add or subtract, it's only an ideal situation. And other times we do care. Amar Rabbi Huna says, Minchas mafa, the mincha that you bake, which has to have only 10 challahs, sha'ofa challah acha, but yeah, but you cook one, bake one challah, yotze, my time, matzas, ksiv. It says in Posik, when it says mincha mafa taner, it says, soilas challahs matzas, but it's written matzas in single. So if you did one, it's all right. Matzah papa timer. In other words, it seems from here that the only this particular one you're allowed to make one instead of 10, and only because you have a pasuk matzas. But all the other ones, you have to make sure that you do the right amount. And if not for this pasuk, you would have to make sure you do the right amount. Matzah papa timer. Like say matzas. Hoxie matzah. We talk about written plural. You seem to say you insist that it had to be the exact amount. Loi. But Rabbi Shmuel says it says the same thing over there. It says matzos. And according to you, it has to be dafke matzos. And yet Shmuel says, but yeah, it doesn't matter if it's in the one or two. Ahui pliga, I take a argue with him. Mishnah.
And the Gemara doesn't go and ask you, is it if you do a name of the Mikra, you let me say that.
Oh, yeah, good. Says Gemara, weiter, Mishnah, ha-oimer, ha-yibo, yisorim, the oimer, which is made out of barley, and it's the new tvua, so it had a lot of chaff, they used to produce one yisorim from sholosh soin. Sholot, three soin is an ephah. An isarin is a tenth of that. So they used to, from three soin, they were after they sifted it and got rid of all the junk and everything else, the bran, they only were able to get one, a tenth of it, 10% of it was good quality. Shteh lechem, also it's a new crop, brand new, so therefore it still has a husk, but because it's wheat, the husk is not as much as when it comes to the oimer. So shtei esrayinim mishol soin. They also started out with three soin, but they had to produce two esrayinim, so 20%. They were able to get 20% out of that. And lechem haponim, by then already, not only is it wheat, but it's old stuff, so the husk most of it fell off already. It's not. There's not very little there. Is esim ba'bo esrayinim me esim ba'bo soin. They were able to produce 24 Yisra'inim, because each challah was 2 Yisra'inim, and there's 12 challahs, so it's 24 Yisra'inim. They were able to produce 24 Yisra'inim out of 24 saw. So that's the majority. What's the logic? My timer, what's the reason? Why by barley you need 3 saw? A saw is a tenth of 3 saw, a tenth of an ephah. For fifth egg, that's what a chal is, yeah. 10. That's what an eifah is. Eifah, which is 3 sa. But all you need is an isaran. All we need is an isaran. That's the chajim, 43 fifth eggs. If you want to remember it, the word chal is gematria is 43. That's how you remember that that you're supposed to be 43 and a fifth eggs. Okay, the fifth, there's no, I guess the hay you'll use it for both. It's 43 and the fifth eggs. That's how you remember.
Hay is five, fifth.
That's right. A bay is 57.8 grams.
57 times.
Let's work it out. Grams. Grams. That's why you don't make challahs. It's a big amount. Work it out. It's about 2 kilos, I think. Was it work out to 57 grams times 40? Roughly, it's a little bit over 2 kilos. Says he, but a my timer. Why keep the mechadosh? Says this is brand new. Mesayer says barley. You start a move kolosim. Mashal say in order to get good quality, you need 10% only. You get good quality. Shtei alechem, the 2 loaves of bread. Shtei esrayne. Shtei alechem. Why you can get 20% out of shalosh soy and keep the mechid not wheat. I forgot the mechadosh is brand new. Nevertheless, shtei esrayne. Also mechadosh soy has much less brand, so therefore you're able to produce 20%. Lechem aponim. Is esiv abo esrayne? Is esiv abo esrayne? So you can get 1 yisrayne out of a saw, so you get 3 yisraynes out of 3 saw, which is 30%. My time, keep the mechid nasi from wheat. Umi yashin nasi all yisrayne. Move chasim yisrayne. You can get a good yisrayne out of a saw. Tana abam learned. Kol amanachas shadiba ben midasrayne midasrayne psulis. Any mincha that you have more than Yisaron or less than Yisaron is possible, has to be exactly in Yisaron. But if you increase the original amount before you start going through the sieves, that's not vital. What's vital is the outcome. Yeah, is exactly the Yisaron. Next Mishnah, they used to go through how many sieves? 13. They used to sift it 13 times. The 2 loaves of bread, 12. And lechem aponim miyuralav. They used to go through a sieve 11 times to get the really fine flour, the seilas. There's no real amount how many times I have to go through. There's no limit. As when they realize that the flour is in good form, that's enough. They can even buy it ready made off the shelf, as long as it's in good form. And we can learn in Gemara, to buy. You can buy the seilas, but as long as it's done properly, and it's fine. So the Gemara, I told him I learned. You're saying you can buy ready-made flour. We'll see tomorrow soon.
Even though the Mishnah before said that you had to do the pounding and all that.
In order to get to this stage.
If you don't buy it.
Yeah.
No, but it sounded like from that you had to actually buy the wheat. You had to have the wheat designated for the carbon and start the whole process of...
That's right. So we'll see in a minute. Yeah. Seems from here that the evidence, all right. Taught about you learned. Bedaka, the system was, they had a sieve that was very fine, then they had a thicker one. So when they had a very fine sieve, the flour that was too fine went through it, and they got rid of that. And then they put a thick one, kept some of the husk back, and then they put in another, because the husk was blocky, on the fine flour. They got rid of the very, very fine, which is not really flour, it's too fine. And then they got rid of the husk. So it went back and forth.
Well,
the husk,
flour.
But it's not, you can't make good bread out of it. Or good mincha out of it. So that was, they alternated from very fine to very coarse. There were 13.
Is this sifting because they ground the
flour? We want to have soilus. We want to get soilus there, yeah.
You ground with the husks because you didn't remove the husks properly? That's why
the husks are all mixed together. You already pounded it, right? You broke up the husks. What do we do now? You have to get rid of it. So and generally we throw it in there, we thresh it, we winnow. Here you put it through a sieve, and the sieves get rid of the husks, but they also get rid of the very, very, very fine flour.
So this is before you grind or after you grind?
This is before grinding. Before grinding. Everything's mixed together. Rab Shimon Lazar says they didn't alternate coarse and fine. There were 13 different sieves in Midrash, one above the other. And each one was thicker than next. So the very first one is the thickest, it keeps back all the very big pieces. And every one is finer and finer and finer. The very top one captures the very, the big, big chunks of pieces. And then you go through the next one, and each time you retain the chunk you throw it away. And the last one then lets the fine flour go through, and that's what you use. The Shimon Lehi Kizin no rule.
It's nothing too fine.
So, yeah, exactly. Torah Rabbi learned, soilis, flour, afila oisa, of afisa yebekin, melamed, shenikacha soilis. For me, you learn now that you can purchase the flour, or you can purchase it, as long as it's in the proper state, it's fine. So it seems that it's not been marked, the shifus and the beitus and all that, not marked. That's a similar mitzvah. like Rashi says in Ksav, yeah, min hashuk kishi soilis, go buy it off the shelf in the market. Umenayin shafil chitin wheat tamen loimer. You can buy it in the stage of stalks. You can buy it in any stage. Yochel av b'sham menachas came. We're talking about now the minchas ha'omer. I would have thought all menachas the same thing. Tamal oisa. It says lekachta sailors b'fisa oisa. Now this is talking about lechem aponim. We're talking about now the lechem aponim. So only lechem aponim you can do this. I would have thought that all menachas and you can just buy it off the shelf. So it says no, lekachta oisa. Only this can be bought off the shelf. Now why should it be different? Why lechem aponim are we so lenient that we allow you to buy it off the shelf? Obviously, it's a lot cheaper when it's produced in a big way. So why only lechem aponim are we lenient and not anything else? So he says here, you know why? Because of the chisachem. What does it mean, hachisachem? What does that mean? We'll see in a minute. What does it mean? The word is chas. The Torah has a chmanas and yidish gelt. And since all the time your lechem aponim is a weekly thing and it's such a large quantity, if you're going to have to go through the whole system we said here and ground and everything else, it's a lot of labor and a lot of cost. If we allow you to buy it on the shelf, it's a lot cheaper. But all the other menachas, how often do you bring it? So do it right. How do you know the Torah is chos amon yisrael? We learn in parshas Kedach. Which says there, when the water came out, you should give to drink the people, but also the animals. The Eibusha made a mitzvah to feed the animals. Why do you make a mitzvah? To show us that the Eibusha cares about the Mamonish Israel. Other places bring an ayah by a taras. We say that Kohen won't come to look at your house to see the taras until you take the furniture out of the house first. So he gives you time. So again, the Torah Chos Mamonish Israel. That's to use golden cups and everything else, but this is an activity that that when a person walks in, you see all this thing. Shavuot Reich. Look in the last Rashi Ksav Yad. Three lines above. Hatoyda Chosa. Four lines above. Hatoyda Chosa v'lechem aponim shchiach b'chol Shabbos. It's every Shabbos. V'yesh ben esim va'abo esrayim. It's a big quantity. This is a big loss. Expensive. Makes profit. We don't care that it's expensive. So he's saying if a cat. He's saying here that don't buy. Yeah. No, but I guess we allow you to buy. No. This is what I'm saying here. We allow you to buy flour on the market for everything. By Yishtei Lechem, we allow you to buy the wheat in the market instead of just planting yourself. We allow you to buy the wheat. Because if you're going to buy the flour, there's a lot of middle hands here. There's a farmer who cuts, there's a guy who's there's the guy who packages it. Everyone wants to make a profit. So therefore, we say, we're going to make it cheaper for you to buy the wheat. When it comes to Allah, you pay a little few dollars more. You do it once a year. How often do you bring a mincha? So pay a little bit extra. Now, Yishtei Lechem, we don't want you to pay the extra.